Hello and welcome to Meandering Design. I'm your host, Candy Christensen, and today we're going to continue a conversation we started with the last podcast, which was why you should hire an interior designer. And today I'd like to talk about what the design process really looks like. And the reason I wanted to do this is because I think we've been given a false impression by some of the TV shows that are on channels like DIY and HGTV, and they would have you believe that it takes 2 to 3 days to do a room. That would include you design it, you buy all the furniture and style decor items for it, you move in, you style it, all in 3 days. Well, that's not quite how it happens. My guess is that what you see during that time when a room gets done so quickly is actually the culmination of all the prep work. That includes designing the room, doing the floor plan, figuring out what the design style is, ordering all of the furniture and styling elements. Even then, when you're talking about painting, refinishing floors, let alone redoing a kitchen, there's still a lot going on behind the scenes that I'm guessing we don't see. And there's probably quite a few late nights for a lot of people that are working on the project in order to get it done in such a timely fashion. So I'd like to talk about what it actually looks like when you work with an interior designer and what the process is and what the flow is and a realistic timeline. So here's a little synopsis of what it's like. So you would look for an interior designer, and like we talked about in the last podcast, you're looking for somebody that fits not just your budget and price range, but also somebody that fits your style, your aesthetic, and I also add values to that. I think it's really important to work with someone who shares some of your same values. So then you meet with the interior designer. The designer takes your thoughts, your budget, your wants and needs, and returns with a draft floor plan and a mood board. That takes approximately 2 to 4 weeks. It kind of depends on the size of the project. For something small, maybe just one room where it's a floor plan and a mood board and not having to do the whole project, it probably takes me about 2 weeks. But something larger where it's taking on the full project from start to finish, you definitely take a little bit more time. And also if there's multiple rooms, it's going to take more time. So the next step is to meet with you, the client, and review the floor plan and mood board and style plan. And due to timing and scheduling, sometimes just, getting that meeting on the books can take a week or so. And then often clients need time to think about it. And depending on their availability, it can take another week or two before we can touch base again to talk about, what they like about the plan, what they don't like, and what they want me to tweak. I always include one revision for free in any design project because, like I said, I'm pretty good, but I'm not going to be able to get everything the first time around. I may have missed something that you wanted to do, or you may have forgotten something, so there's always going to be tweaks to that. Revising the floor plan and mood board as needed is going to take another week or two. So finally, we've agreed on a plan, we've agreed on a way to move forward. At this point, we're already almost, depending on how long time takes, about 4 to 6 weeks into the project. Then you start ordering. And depending on what you're looking for and what you're ordering, that can take another 3 months, and I'm going to say, or so. For example, I had a client recently who ordered a couch, and, it takes sometimes 2 to 3 months when you're ordering something. It also can take time to find the right fit. And like I said, I try to incorporate vintage into what I'm designing, and sometimes finding the right size, getting it refinished, getting it reupholstered, that can take a little bit more time. Then the final step, and my favorite step, is for your interior designer to come in and style the space. Again, scheduling, trying to find time, making sure all the elements are in place, that can add a little bit more time to the project as well. So I want to dive deeper into this and into the process to explain a little bit more about what it's like to actually work with an interior designer and what needs to be done on your end. So I have to admit here that I am not like most interior designers, and honestly, my price point reflects that. I do a little bit of a hybrid DIY approach. And so while I am doing the design and helping you with the process, you are actually going to be the ones ordering furniture. And that's partly how I keep prices down. So you're going to be ordering the furniture and you're going to be dealing with delivery. I do go shopping with clients and I love going shopping with clients. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I do a lot of shopping on my own, either online or in physical stores. But taking that piece out of the management of the project actually helps me, as I said, keep my prices down because I don't have to be available to order the furniture. I don't have to deal with having enough money in account to order the furniture and be home in order to get it delivered. So my clients take on that piece of the puzzle, and not all interior designers work that way. In most cases, they do all the ordering. They are there for delivery. They are there setting everything up throughout the process. But I would have to say their prices reflect that level of service. Just wanted to be really upfront about how I handle things today. So then let's talk about how we start. As I mentioned, you decide to contact an interior designer, and I'm going through how I work. So when you contact me, the first thing I do is send you an email that says, "Hey, great, love to work with you. Two things. First, here's a form I want you to fill out. It's an online form and I'm asking you questions like, what is your budget? What rooms do you need to have done? Are there children or pets in the family that need to be accommodated? Is there anyone with a disability that also needs to be thought of throughout this process and how we design things and how we, create flow in your space?" I ask questions about, what are your favorite colors? I give examples of design styles to start honing in on your design style. The reason I do this is because once then I start talking to you, I have a good starting point. I've already, in a sense, warmed up the relationship and warmed up the client as well to start thinking through what they want to be doing in their home and how they want it done. And that way, when my next step is to jump on a call with them, we've already started that conversation and I can ask questions, more pointed questions, about what it is they want to be doing. The other thing I ask clients to do is to share with me either a Pinterest board or a house board that they've started that gives me an idea also of their colors and their style and what they're drawn to. Seeing those visual images really helps me hone in on what somebody wants. Sometimes people don't have Pinterest or house, and that's fine. I've had people just send me images they found that they like, drop them into a folder, and that works perfectly well as well. So what I do next is jump on a call with clients, and that's usually about a 20-minute call. And this is an opportunity for me to get to meet the client and say, can I help you with what you want done? Are we a good fit? And it's also an opportunity for the client to say, hey, are you a real person? Are you legit? What is your style like? How do you approach design? Ask any questions. And to get a sense if they want to work with me as well. I have to say, it's a little bit like dating. I'm coming into your home. I am helping you design your home to suit your life, to suit your style. And so it can be a little bit of an intimate relationship. So you want to make sure it's the right fit. I really want clients to make sure that it's the right fit and that they're inviting me into their home and that they feel comfortable with that. After that, we schedule a date for me to come actually to the space. And when I come to the space, we continue that conversation about design. Sometimes they've had some ideas, some clarity, and thoughts about what they want to get done. Then I come and I take pictures of the space, and I also take any measurements I might need. And that's where sometimes I need a little bit of help from you because I might need you to hold the tape measure if it's a little too long for me. Then I go back to my office and I start pulling together a design plan. And when I do this, the first place I start is with the floor plan and the layout. So I have a computer app that helps me design a floor plan, and then I can drop in furniture to the size and requirement that I want. I can figure out the rug size that I want. And doing this online helps me see, you know, is there enough space for a couch this size? Is there enough space for a coffee table to match the size that the client wants? You know, the client wants two chairs in the room. Will this work? So it really helps me play around with furniture layout without actually having to move furniture around and get a real sense about how the room is going to come together as far as the basic furniture. I also recommend when working with clients that if they are bringing in a piece of furniture and we're not sure about the size, I'll actually come and mark it out in blue tape. And that way we can see, you know, and leave it for a few days for them to see how is this layout going to work, how is this going to flow in the space. And that helps us pick, you know, a couch size or rug size to go with the couch, things of that nature. In some cases, I'm able to create a floor plan and a mood board that gives the rug, you know, the furniture and some of the design style elements all at once. And I've had some clients that take that and they're like, awesome, great, love it, order it all. In some cases, though, depending on the client and also the size of the space, it takes a little bit longer. So I'll present the mood board. And as I said, sometimes it's good to go, or they might have some revisions. So I go back to the drawing board and I redo it and give them some more options. And then we start the design, the ordering process. In some cases, like I said, I've had clients who just take that set of things that I've picked out and they order it. Sometimes they come back to me and they're like, you know what, I don't like this rug. And so I always give multiple options. So if I'm doing a couch, I'll do it in a couple different colors, a couple different styles. I don't like to give too many options because a big part of what I try to do is make it so you don't have to spend so much time and effort and trying to make a lot of decisions. I'm really trying to hone in on a few things to help you. In some cases, depending on the size of things, I hold off to order the next thing. So for example, I was working in a client space where trying to find the right size couch was challenging. We found that, but I had her order the rug and a side table, but I really wanted to hold off on ordering a coffee table because the space was so tight. And so once the couch was delivered, which FYI can take a month or two to three, I came in and again with my blue tape and kind of mocked out and measured where the coffee table would fit and how high we wanted it to be, and wanted to make sure that we had enough space for people to walk around in a smaller space. She also really wanted a larger coffee table because she didn't have a dining room. So that was the place where when people come over, you know, pull up a pillow, have a seat, and eat dinner at the round dining table. I mean, coffee table, sorry. And this kind of just, this process takes a little bit of time. So it's a matter of getting something ordered, seeing if it fits, working it around everything. And then finally, once the basics are in place, that's when I come in. And like I said, that can take 3 months is a good average, but depending on who you're ordering from and what you're specifically looking for, it can take a little bit longer. Then I can come in and style things, and I'll admit this is my favorite. I always include ideas for pottery and art and textiles when I do the mood board and when I pin all the different options to a Pinterest board for my client. It's easy for them then to click on the link, do the ordering, take a look at everything, all the options that are out there. And I think that for a lot of people, the styling is the final component that kind of gets lost or doesn't get done, or people don't quite see the need for it. But it's the thing that adds that elusive quality of home. It's the thing that draws people in, that makes them comfortable. It's when you open the door at the end of the day, you feel great in your home. You love it. You're drawn to it. And that's what I want to give people. And I don't like to overstyle things. I do have a pretty minimalist style and try to have some restraint, but you do need, you know, some candles, some pottery, some plants, things to give the space some warmth and texture and interest and make it feel cozy. And then that's it. we're done. And this process kind of circles around a little bit. You know, you start with one piece of furniture and then you can pick the next thing and you can kind of come back and try and figure out what's next. Or like I said, I've had some people who just seen what I liked that totally worked with the style that they want. It was easy because the room had enough physical space that it wasn't too tight where if you misordered the couch by a couple inches, it was going to, you know, ruin the flow in the room. That's also another real good reason to hire an interior designer, because picking the right size of something is quite honestly the most challenging thing to do. And throughout this whole process, I am in communication with my client. Where they're jumping on the phone to talk about a couch option, or we're exchanging emails, and I am often sometimes waiting on some information from my clients. So keep in mind that this process can also take longer if you're not responsive or you're busy or something comes up. And I try not to push people because I understand, but I always follow up and say, hey, where are we at with this? Are you happy with this? You know, where do you want to go next? And that kind of sums it all up. So I try to make this process as easy as possible. Like I said, I give clients options, but I don't want them to feel like they're drowning in options. I also have to admit, I'm pretty good at honing in on people's design style, and I work in all different styles. Mine is, like I said, a mix of mid-century modern and Victorian. I am relatively minimalist, but I like my things as well. I've worked with traditional homes. I've worked with more modern contemporary homes. I've had my favorite client recently was mid-century modern in boho. So we had some clean lines, but we also brought in a lot of texture and some art. So your interior designer might have their own sense of style, but they shouldn't put that on you. Your style is what should come out in the home. And I'd say if you have any questions about this process, you know, feel free to drop me a line. It's candy@meanderingdesign.com. And that's KANDY@meanderingdesign.com. Or you can just go to meanderingdesign.com and there is a contact form. Feel free to fill that out as well. So next week on the podcast, we're actually taking questions from some listeners. Stay tuned for how to create cohesion in your home. Thanks so much, and I will talk to you again.